Goofy, Goofy, hey, good morning. It's Van Master Scrum, about 6:15 on a Sunday morning. I was waiting for my computer to boot up. I shut it down last night, not in a good way, so it took a while. Anyway, just reading Facebook, just browsing around, see what's going on in the world before everybody else is up. I can hear my cat after I fed her. She's upstairs in my daughter's room crying at her, love me, wake up. It's like it's too early for that. You terrible, evil cat. Anyway, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you get home to your family, friends, your screaming cats, and get more value to your customer in a reasonable amount of time. And we're doing lean in such a way you're not working super long weeks. And so we have some fun along the way, right? Got to have fun. I got a clip from for the Coke Mentos people. I got another Mentos Coke clip. And Eddie and I have been working on ideas on how to deliver the delivery mechanism for the Mentos in the Coke. So we're working on that now. Anyway, we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile, not necessarily Coke and Mentos. So that's fun. It's fun seeing things blow up. So I wrote on the title for this episode. I don't know what I wrote. I wrote because it does it so fast. Boom, boom, boom. But about doing something in a week versus doing it in 6 months, right? And so we're going to talk about an instance, just watching the waterfall mentality versus the Agile Scrum mentality. We'll talk about that a little bit. And we're going to finish up talking yesterday. Let's talk about points per person and the dangers of doing that. And I started talking about the task thing, and we ran out of time yesterday, so I'm going to touch upon that a little bit. So I'll touch upon that a little bit first, and then I'll talk about the topic that I had listed in my little date book. So just finishing off the conversation yesterday, points to people, stories to people, just a bad way of going, right? We established that yesterday. And I'm probably going to do episodes in the future of other reasons why it's bad, right? But what I said yesterday was enough. Now, how do you fix that? And how do you provide a metric on what people are doing? And you could go either way. My item one is taskings. So tasks below the story level. The task actually working, not the top, the value, but the work. And with the tasks is that one of the beauties about the tasks and the stories, and some people are like, I don't want to do tasks and this and that. One, with the tasks, there's different jobs for different people. Everyone gets credit for working on the story together, if you notice. So get my little whiteboard out, because this I can draw. So let's just say it's this way. I got a story. And I got the to do in process, and then done, right? And this is a story. Then we got all these little tasks. There's one here. And there's a couple here. I don't know. Here's a couple more. So there's all these little tasks associated with the story. And as things move along, you track them along. What's the beauty of this might be for Jane. This might be for Billy Joe. And this one is our PO. Maybe this one's our code review. Maybe this is for Greg. And this one, Sally already took care of that. Right? So, as you can see here, when you do it by tasks, There's like one, two, three, four, five, like five, six. There's Jane. Six different people in here working on this story. If this was all for one person, all these other six people wouldn't get credit for any of that work. So by doing this, and then if you have more stories, and more tasks, you can track how many tasks each person do it. Now you can do more Kanban flow, right? Jane, maybe Jane has a couple other, this is Jane down here. All right, Jane, you're already working on two stories in process, two tasks in process. Don't do any more, please, right? Keep it tight. But you can see, you can see everybody doing it. You can do a real more of a Kanban flow of breaking down the work to get the story delivered. The other thing which is nice, and we're kind of talk about that next thing, is kind of what brought that up, was by having the task set up where more one person works, the story gets done quicker. It just does magically, because more than one thing can be done in parallel. And because if it's one person, one story, and there's certain jobs that can be done in parallel, then you do them in parallel by having more than one person do it at the same time. Maybe this is parallel work. Ooh, that would be an actually good one. This is parallel work. Right? Two people working on it at the same time versus one person. In the single person sort of story, this is one person does that one and the same person does that, but they can't do them both at the same time. Maybe you could if you wrote your tasks in such a way they were so granular that it was ridiculous. That might be true. But by tasking it down, you can do that. Now, the other thing is now you can track hours more, right? In most system tasks are hours. So you can also look at, how many hours are in each job, and you can add them all up, and without even putting names on it, here's the hours we all agree this is this much work. You can figure out if you have too many hours worth of labor associated with the stories at hand in the sprint. So that's how you do it. You do it by task. Divvy up the work by task. You don't track by points. You don't track by stories. You don't do that. That is for the team, right? And by doing it that way, the work gets done quicker. You're gonna notice something, right? So when you get that waterfall, that kind of goes across and streams down the last couple of days, that's because you're not using tasks. What happens. Okay, so that was a continuation of the topic yesterday. And that kind of leads into what I want to talk about now, getting stuff done in a week versus 6 months. So been sitting on this meeting. I kind of stopped going, to be honest with you. This one manager, I'll say he, I won't say he, she, whatever one that was. I guess I guess she was, I mean, it was a she, but anyway. I'm watching this meeting go on. This meeting's been going on for 6 months. 6 months. Six. It's really something that should have been done in a week. And that's a difference in mentality between an agile and scrum person and a waterfall person. Or someone that really doesn't know what they're doing. In an agile perspective, if you had something that needed to be done, it would take a priority. If it was that important, it would be done. It would have been done in a week, right? You would have had a couple of meetings. You would have discussed it, got action plans, put it, implemented it. Before the sprint's over, you would have tested it, checked it out, ran it, see if it worked. Shouldn't take more than a week. But because everybody's working on so many different things and so many different things, like what we talked about with the Kanban chart, guess what? It never gets done. And it keeps stretching and stretching and stretching. So if you're in a group that's still meeting to solve a problem and you're meeting 6 months later on the same issue and really not getting nothing, There's your problem. Very waterfallish. That thought process, not getting stuff done, no desire from what you deliver. Sometimes I wonder if they just want to show, look, I assembled this team together. We talked about it. I should get recognition for that. I accomplished something. I got people in the room together. That's an accomplishment. In the Agile Scrum world, it's not, because we do it every day. It's not a big deal. Getting stuff done and delivered, changing the process is an accomplishment. In the old world, in the old management world, used to be able to get an accomplishment for getting everybody in the room together, and you would get kudos for that. Good job getting everybody in the room. That was a great thing you did. I look at politicians, same way politicians, and they're like, "Well, we did a great thing. We got all the police together, and we met, and we talked about this topic. Did you do anything? Did you change rules? Did you change processes? Did you make concrete processes that got approved by Congress or your state or your city rep?" Well, no, we just met. So you screwed around for a fucking week. Excuse my French. I mean, I look at these commissions that these government people, they pay money, and these fancy people. I was on a commission. What, did you do anything? Or you just meet and talk? Right? All those commissions should be run by Scrum people. And I'm not picking on anyone, because they've been doing these police things for years. I'm old, like 50, 52. I'm going to be 52 this year. So I've seen them all the time. I used to live in DC, so I can hear about them all the time. People like, oh, that only happens to that. It happens all the time. And I could see it here in Philadelphia, a big city, right? They get a commission for that. We'd start a commission for that. Why? Just get it, It shouldn't take more than a week or two. If this is really important to you and this is something you really want to do, then you meet for it on a week. Any topic on any planet will be beat down to nothing in a week. And then you implement, you make it rules, you change rules, and you make it done. That's all you do, It's not that hard. I always laugh about these chokeholds, and I'm going on the Black Lives Matter thing, right? But I agree. I think the chokeholds are not needed. No matter who you're doing it with, it's not really a need, and it gets overdone. Or if you get into it, you got to get yourself out, and you really shouldn't get engaged with something. So anyway, let's say it's really important. I heard somebody say that they had to wait for Congress to make a decision. I'm like, no, it's not. It's your precinct. If that's important to your precinct, then you can make a rule in your precinct. Don't do it. If you're going to do it, we're going to write your ass up. We're going to write your ass up enough time, you're going to lose your job. So done. Oh, the union will have an issue. Well, let them have an issue after the point. We're going to write your ass up. I don't think the union, this is my favorite part, the union will have a thing. I don't think the union is going to want media attention right now on this kind of stuff. Anyway, so it's really, if something's important, is what I want to get to. Something's important, it should be done in a week or two. Implementation, delivery, demo, and deploy. Not 6 months, not 6 years, right? I watch these managers, I watch these politicians have these meetings, and they just meet for the sake of freaking meeting. I held a meeting. I'm important because I held a meeting. No, you're not anymore. There's still people that think that way. Still think, oh, it's important I held a meeting. Says, okay, what did you get out of the meeting? Every meeting I go to, what did we get out of this meeting? What's the action? What are we going to do to change? Why the F did we just meet, have a meeting? You got to ask yourself that question. Did you walk out of the meeting with action? Remember, if you didn't, then you're not facilitating the meeting very well. It was a piece of crap. Okay? Okay. Anyway, I just want to say that because of the taskings and why. Why does it take stories so long to get done? You don't break it down. And you don't have more than one person work on the story, which we talked about yesterday. It's getting this whole person the story thing, and then nothing gets freaking finished in a sprint. And you wonder why your burn down chart goes all the way across the screen and drops down. It's really freaking simple. You got one person working on a story at a time. And then because you're not doing it right, they're actually working on more than one story at a time. Therefore, nothing gets done. Voila. Magic. Woo. Wait, we're at the 15-minute mark. It's Sunday. I probably got way too deep for Sunday. That was preaching. Preaching. All right. You have fun. Have a good day. Enjoy your day. Go out there in the world. Enjoy some time. Think about it. Think about all the stuff that's going on for so long that never gets fixed because they don't apply Scrum to it. Think what would happen if they did apply Scrum. Got 2 weeks. Get it done. We want a demo in 2 weeks. Give us your answer. Oh, we know we're going to study more. No. You got 2 weeks. You got a couple days to analyze, try out some things, get some feedback on it, demo to the customer, implement. 2 weeks. I'm evil. All right. Take care, everyone. Ring the bell. If you like your show, and you have an awesome day. Take care. Bye. And stream somehow. Doo doo. Bye.